When Terry Bogren first came to Mount Edgecombe in Sitka 6 years ago, she didn't know how much of an impact the experience would have on her life.
One of my nieces went to school here, and I was here helping her and her friends get their hair done, do their hair for prom, and some of the girls weren't going because they didn't have dresses and stuff.
She helped a few girls get ready the best she could, but she saw a need that wasn't being met. Girls and boys who wanted to go to prom didn't, because they had a hard time finding outfits that worked for them and that they could afford. Shortly after, Bogren got a job with Alaska Airlines in Seattle. It was just after the company's 75th anniversary ball.
And I knew that a lot of people had dresses, and most people buy formal dresses and wear them only once.
So Bogren had them dry cleaned and brought them with her to Mount Edgecombe's next prom.
And their families are all, they're not here, so we're kind of like their fairy godmothers coming in to help them make sure that they have everything they need to have the opportunity to go to the prom if they wish.
She calls it the Prom Princess Program. It started out with just five of Bogren's friends working on alterations, hair, and makeup. Now in its fifth year, there are more than 40 volunteers, many of whom are Alaska Airlines or Horizon employees, who donate their time and resources. It's a few hours before prom, and around 100 students wait in lines at different stations in the main girls' dorm. Anna Springer is a junior at Mount Edgecombe. This is her third year going to prom, and she has a lot of admirers.
Oh, you are beautiful, and your shoes. Look at you.
She steps onto a table to show off her dress to a room full of people who take photos of her outfit.
It is a golden yellow with star beaded areas. Do you really think I want to go to dinner in a different dress and then come back and change into this dress? No.
There are women painting nails under bright lights, curling hair and applying makeup. There's a flower station where people are putting together boutonnieres and corsages, and a photographer taking their photos after they're all dressed up and ready to go. Debbie Eggemeyer owns Deb's Nails and Tans in Kodiak. She closed her business for the weekend so she could come to Sitka and join in the effort.
I've been doing this for 30 years, so I brought gel polish. So it's the shellac, so it'll stay on them anywhere from 7 to 10 days. They don't have to worry about it. They can't mess it up. I brought a lot of polish, so they've got a lot to choose from.
Mandy Odenheimer is a station manager for Alaska Airlines in Sitka. She's been a seamstress for this event for the past 3 years. She soon convinced her friend Janet Warner, a retired Alaska Airlines employee and former tailor for Nordstrom, to join her.
Don't you think that looked nice?
Doesn't it soften the other beads?
Yes.
Because she just said, oh, beads look so cheap. So you should have seen the other dress she was willing to wear because she wouldn't take this one. I was, broke my heart.
Yeah, it was just sad.
The women make alterations to more than 130 dresses before the prom. The men's warehouse provides tuxes for half the regular rental price, and many Alaska Airlines employees sponsor students, so the guys can have a tux for free. Dresses are donated from all over the country. Bogren says getting ready for the dance may now be the highlight of the event.
Last year we did have a girl come back early, and we were wondering why she came back, and we asked her, and she said that the prom was kind of boring, and she said the best part about the prom was getting ready for it.
But still, the students are excited for the main event. Girls and a handful of guys are huddled in big groups dancing to a song by Rihanna. Strings of people walk in, show their tickets, and trail each other to a seating area in the back. It feels like most high school dances, except everyone is exceptionally, you guessed it, well-dressed. Sequins shimmers and flowing bright fabrics light up the dark room. So even if prom is just one night, for Mount Edgecombe students, it's one classy night to remember. For AK, I'm Ann Bryce.